Because looks are everything.
Get down. The Autobright Direct Podcast.
A brand new podcast. We might be a bit rusty here. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Anybody talking to me?
No, nobody's talking.
Is the mic working?
Welcome to the Autobright Podcast. It's been too long, and we've got loads to tell you. So I've got Kevin in the room. Hi, Kev.
Hello.
I've got Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hi, everyone.
You okay, guys?
Yeah.
Good. I've got Reese in the room as well.
Yeah, he's hovering around like a fly.
Reese with the camera.
Say hello, Reese.
Hello.
There you go. Just about hear him. He's somewhere off in the background over there.
Right, so back on podcasts. Now, we've got a lot of stuff that's happened over the past few weeks.
Loads.
We've got to tell you. Got to talk to you about. So welcome, everyone, to another brand new podcast. So, we have been moving. Sorry. You're right there, Reese.
Since Christmas.
We've been moving
since Christmas.
We've been waiting for months to get to into our new building, which is Festival Park.
It is indeed.
So I want to talk about that, about the moving, about moving from Mere and then moving into this place, what we've had done,
What went wrong? What went right?
What we've got to do still to complete.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
I can hear drilling.
Yeah, I can hear drilling now. So there you go.
Just gives work in progress.
And then we can talk about the shop. We can talk about the open day. There's quite a lot to talk about. So
there's loads.
Probably the next 40 minutes or so. You've got us.
Yeah, you hope.
Yeah. Right, so I'm going to start off by talking about moving out of Mere, Whittle Road and Mere. So we've been waiting for this new Festival Park site for quite a while.
It was 12 months, wasn't it?
I think it was 12 months ago. When we were at Mere, I think it was 12 months when we put our
original offer in and negotiations
and whatnot. So it took actually just over 12 months before we got the keys.
Could have pulled your finger out.
Yeah. you tell St. Modern that. So anyway.
No disclaimers, please.
That's it, yeah. So we moved out of Mere. Now we had to basically put the unit back to how we found it.
Yeah.
Which was we had to knock our shop down, which
that was a shame.
Nearly made me cry. We had to take down the Mexican wall, eh, Kev?
Yep.
We had to take down
mezzanine floors. That didn't make me cry.
No. We had to take down mezzanine floors.
We had to gut it, basically.
We had to put it back how we found it.
We did.
It's a completely empty building, essentially.
Yeah. So we got all involved. Everybody was involved, and we got it done. We got the job done.
Yes, everyone's involved.
In record time.
Everyone enjoyed destroying things, I think.
You did.
Well, I think Mark did more than me. Mark and Jill more than anyone.
Smashing holes in walls and pulling ceilings down.
So how did you smash the shop wall down, Mark? Let's touch on that.
I went on a forklift and I ran through it at speed.
Following all the health and safety guidelines,
of
obviously.
Course. Yeah. Of course, I made sure the forklift wasn't damaged in any way.
I noticed how on the video, though, when Jill came through the wall, it was really nice and gentle and just pushed the wall out. When Mark came through, it was like bursting through one of them. You know, you used to have them paper things you jump through.
That's it.
When Mark went through, it was like doing a ram raid.
Yeah, then he started picking stuff up off the floor quick, sticking his coat.
So we had to take... God, what did we have to do? All the electrics had to come out.
Fire Reese.
All the ceiling had to come out. All the walls had to be knocked down. Everything. We had to basically demolish the shop.
Lighting, electrics.
Doors, you name it. Yeah. We just had to demolish. And that was quite tough, that was, because, you know, all the ceilings and ceiling tiles and the walls, the doors, it was quite tough. We were covered in dust.
And good memories there as well.
Yeah, we had, yeah. It was good. I mean, we were at Mere for 4 years.
Yeah.
That went quick.
He did.
That did go quick.
And, you know, that shop, it looks amazing.
He saved as well, that shop did.
He did, yeah. We had some good times in Mere. But we move on.
As we do.
So we had to break everything down. So the mezzanine floor for the shop that was at Mere, we wanted to use that for our new ceramic base. I didn't want to go buy more mezzanine floor. We've already got it.
Yeah.
So that was the plan, breaking everything down, moving the mezzanine floor to the Festival Park site and building the ceramic bays. And we had another couple of mezzanine floors as well. So that's what we had to do. We had to take all the racking out.
Yeah.
We had to take our ceramic bay down because that was mezzanine floor mm-hmm. as well. We had another mezzanine floor at the top of the warehouse for the kits and, you know, where we do the kits and whatnot. That had to come down.
All the corridor, what we built.
Yep, everything. So we got the keys to Festival Park on the 7th of February. That's when we got the keys. Okay. So the final day when we actually moved out Amir was the 16th of March.
When I moved out Amir.
When you moved out Amir. We forgot about you.
just for clarify, everyone, they left me there for a week on my own.
On your own. Nobody with you.
It was brilliant.
Yeah. It was great, wasn't it? We had so much fun.
Yeah, we did.
It's peaceful.
I'm like that person who, when they leave work, they just keep getting back every day. I'm just there on my jack.
You just forgotten about Dale. It's just, you know.
I was tying up the loose ends.
Yeah, you was. Yeah.
I was the only one with internet.
We were too busy.
That's true.
We were too busy to even think about you. So hold on. It was like that thing. You want you to home alone when they forget
Kevin.
Little Kevin. Anyway, so the final day was on the 16th of March. So from the 16th of March, we actually moved in here, and we opened our shop on the 16th of April, which is 4 weeks. So I really don't think that was bad going at all compared to, you know, what we actually did in this place to get everything ready. Now, bear in mind, our shop was, it was a shop, it was a room, it was, you know, it was obviously divided into two.
It was an office, wasn't it? It was divided
into two parts. Yeah. So we had to take all the wall down.
And you got that metal security shutter that divided the other part of the office into two sections as well. So it was in three pieces, really.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if any of our customers have been in yet, but our new shop is like an L shape instead of a straight run. It's an L shape, and we've got obviously coffee machines in there, snap machines in there.
Chill out area,
where you can watch us polishing cars, which is quite funky. And then we've got the shop. So a bit of a different shape than the last shop, but it works really, really well. And like Kev says, we had to take the wall down. We had to paint the whole shop, which that shop's massive.
We had to paint pretty much everywhere, to be honest, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the shop was painted, the shop was carpeted.
Who carpeted it?
Wasn't carpet Kev.
No, I didn't do the shop.
Kev did everything else.
That's professionals into the shop.
I did the reception. I think that's the only room I did because I thought...
We know.
You could tell.
I ain't doing that again. Kev. So Kev did the rest.
Kev did a really good job.
Actually started off with Dale's office. That was the first room we did.
Yeah, that's why my office looked shoddy.
Yep. I got better as I went on.
That's it. Well, yeah, Kev's done, majority of the copy, telling it. You did a good job, Kev, so...
Thanks.
There you go.
Yes, so I've got a drop-back career if I need to. Copy for them.
Copy Kev. So we had all the shop carpeted. We brought the counter from the old shop. We reinstalled that, which was like brand new. So we put that in.
All the shelving.
All the letters, the lit up letters on the back of the shop wall, which is because looks for everything.
Yeah.
We bought them from the old place as well. You know, just bringing everything. To be honest, you go in there and it looks like the old shop.
Yeah, it does look similar, doesn't it?
Apart from the shape of it.
Yeah.
So we obviously with the racking, the shelving and whatnot. It looks great. It looks great. Now we've divided our shop up and it's like a 6-step.
Yeah.
Of detailing section.
Yeah. So at the bottom end of the shop, you've got like a horseshoe shape, and it runs through the 6 steps as you walk around the shop. So it's easier, I think, to find the things you want to find.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's probably a little bit better laid out than the last one, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when customers come in now with the 6-step boards there and information there, they can go straight to the product they want.
Yeah.
You know,
because all the end of the shelves got like information boards on now as well. So
yeah, it's really easy for the customer. I mean, to be honest with you, we've had great, great feedback of this new shop. You know, people have been coming in and they love how everything's laid out. It's very, very easy. So I'm happy with that, to be honest.
Yeah. And the church, like before, we had like, it was like a more like a canteen, wasn't it, with all the tables, and we've changed that a little bit now, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've got like some settees in there.
Yeah.
And you've got a viewing area. That's like, it. You know, coffee and snack machine, so it's more a bit laid back, a bit of a chill out.
Yeah, I wanted like a bit of a chill out area, and obviously people can look through the windows, you know, and see what we're doing. I think that's really important as well.
What, messing about? Half the
time? Yeah, well, they better not be.
I mean us.
Yeah, us. Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, you can see a lovely, beautiful Nova when you look out that window now. A dusty one.
A dusty one, I was going to say. Yeah.
So, the shop was open on the 16th of April.
That went down well.
That went down really well. There was loads and loads of customers here.
They were queuing all around the shop.
It was crazy. When I walked in. It was crazy. The amount of cars that were coming in was just mad. Everybody wanted to, you know, to come in the shop. We got Dan Lloyd down here.
We were struggling for car parking spaces. That's how busy it was.
We were. And we got the police down here as well, which I did invite them down.
Yeah.
Because obviously sometimes we get a bit of...
Because you're grass.
Yeah. And I used to be a boy racer, so I know how these boy racers think. So everybody was kind of well-behaved, and everything was really smooth, and it just went...
No, it went well. Really, the police were great with everyone anyway, weren't they? You know, everyone behaved themselves anyway. And it was good for have their presence there, just in case there was any incidents, but there wasn't. So
there was nothing. Yeah, it was a really good day. And obviously Dan Lloyd came down, our BTCC driver. He came down to do some autographs, some signed posters and whatnot. So that went down well. Mm-hmm. People were chatting to him all day, so that was really, really good. He really enjoyed it as well.
We had some nice cars on the car park as well.
We did.
Shame the weather was a bit pants.
Yeah, the weather, it wasn't bad, but it could have been better.
Yeah, it was a bit drizzly, wasn't it?
For this time of year,
average, isn't it, really?
It says really. April is always raining.
Right, not bad. We even had a few bikes down. A few bikers come down.
We had some bikers come down, yeah. I did see them. We had a couple of your friends. Have you got any friends? Anyway, a couple of your friends from...
I haven't got no friends, just people I know.
What were them guys from... was it Geared Up? Was it Geared Up?
Geared to Go.
Geared to Go. They didn't end up coming down.
Somebody else here, weren't there, who you were talking to? Forgive me, I don't know.
Kerry, who's a Kawasaki ambassador.
Ah, right, okay. Yeah. I didn't actually speak to her, so, yeah. Good. It was, there was loads. Do you know, I spoke to somebody, and they were in the queue to purchase something for about 50 minutes. The queue was that big. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good. Everybody enjoyed it.
I had a few people say, I'll come back another, like local saying, I'll come back in the week when it's a bit quieter.
Yeah.
Because, it was a hefty queue.
Hefty queue.
But the staff did well, to be fair.
They did?
You know, they kept well because, we had a few teething problems with the new Zettels as well, didn't we? So,
the payment system,
but everyone was quite patient and the staff did really well to sort that out. So. Mm.
That's been the biggest issue of this building, hasn't it, is Wi-Fi.
It's internet, isn't it?
Internet.
Hopefully now we're having...
Well, as you can hear in the background, probably.
Yeah. So tell us about Wi-Fi then, Kev. What's been happening with Wi-Fi and...
I hate Wi-Fi. It's crap.
Especially ours.
Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, obviously, because of the size of the building and the number of different offices and where the router is located, it's very difficult to get a signal from the router to the shop. So we were struggling for Wi-Fi signal. Obviously, the Zettels themselves they do run on normal SIM cards as well. But again, mobile phone signal's not fantastic here for some reason.
Not really, no.
Maybe it's because we're down in sort of like a valley type thing. But
I think a lot of interference as well, isn't it? Because you're like, say, you're low.
Yeah, mobile signal's not fantastic.
Loads of businesses around here, aren't
they? So hopefully that will be... we have tried a couple of different solutions, but hopefully that will be resolved now.
Well, we have got Vodafone right across the road.
I bet they've got fast internet, though.
I bet they have.
Fibre.
Yeah, I bet they have. So the fibre's been actually fitted today.
Yeah, hence the noises you can hear in the background.
Yes.
Hopefully we should be...
Cooking on gas.
We should be fair,
it hasn't been too bad. It's when the media guys upload...
When they're hogging all the bandwidth.
Yeah, all the bandwidth.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, Reese.
Yeah, Reese.
I'm uploading a video. You won't be able to do anything for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, Reese.
Thanks.
So, yeah, fibre, that's all been sorted. So what else have we had to do?
Take the front door off, get the sofa in reception.
Yeah. That your Bentley settee.
That was fun.
We did try to get it in without, but it wasn't happening.
No, it wasn't, was it? No.
That was a Chuckle Brothers moment.
I know, and I've got it
to you.
And I've got that on video.
Was there some swear words getting on there, Kev?
If I was there, probably.
Well, yeah, you were, so I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was. So what else have we had to do? We've had to put all the racking up. And the people who put the racking up were, I think they were... How can I describe those people who put the racking
inadequate.
Inadequate, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so there's four holes in the racking. You know the legs on the racking that bolt to the floor?
Yes.
Four holes. Do you know how many bolts they put in?
I'm guessing one.
Sometimes it was two.
Wow. Is that because they struggle past two?
I think so, yeah. There was quite a few that had nothing in, would you believe?
Brilliant.
So, quality. Anyway, we sorted that. Dave and Dave sorted that out.
The builders with many names.
Yeah. A mezzanine floor as well, you know. That only had four holes on each leg.
I did see.
That only had two, sometimes one bolt in.
Yeah.
So we sorted that as well.
But it was done and finished. Yeah. Complete.
Apparently so, yeah. So anyway, so mezzanine floor has gone up for the bays, Kev. So you want to talk about the bays?
How many bays we got, Kev?
How many bays? Many bays.
You've got many bays.
We've got three bays. So the actual detailing bay is still ongoing at the minute. We're getting there. Obviously, there was a lot of other stuff to do beforehand, so getting the shop ready was a priority. A couple of the jobs we've had done around the place. But yeah, the bays are coming on now. We've got one ceramic bay nearly complete. We've got one that just needs a shutter door. And then we've got our end bay, which is going to be our training / finishing bay. Jack was in there yesterday putting lights up. We've got all the paintings more or less finished now, just the fascias, I think.
Do you know, we must have got through, I don't know, I don't know how many litres.
Million gallons of paint.
Yeah.
We must have got through
200. An ocean of paint.
Yeah, 200-300 litres, maybe more, I don't know, I'm just guessing.
I wonder how many cans of glue we got through for the carpet.
And we probably got through about 300 paintbrushes with Mark, because it was like three strokes, chuck it away, get a new brush. Can't be bothered cleaning that.
Where's the brush gone? It's in the sink. Yeah. Like rock.
Yeah. Like a scraper.
Yeah.
Was that odd?
We had we had Rob here for majority of the weekends. And
did a good job.
He was here all weekends. He's done a great job. So, yeah, I think every wall in this place has been painted.
Yeah, I mean, I think we had Rob because we got fed up with painting.
It was just too much, I think.
Well, we
were falling behind a little bit, aren't we?
We had
painters, aren't we?
We had other stuff to do as well, didn't we? So, like you said, the shop was the most important, really.
And we've still got function as business. We've still got customers to look after, so we've all got jobs to do.
Exactly. So, we've been through all this and trying to do this and trying to do that, paint that. But, you know, we're still operating the business, you know, Monday to Friday. You know, at the end of the day, people have, you know, we still got our own jobs, haven't we? So I think we did really, really well.
I think we did.
You know, I mean, I'm just looking at my list here and my dates, and it was 9 weeks after we got the keys for this place. 9 weeks, and we were, you know.
More or less open.
That's a good effort, that is.
I think so, compared to what we had to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know we're not finished yet, but we're not far off now. I think we've just got to, you know, do the ceiling.
Yeah, we broke its back now, haven't we?
Oh, 100%.
We just... finishing touches now.
We've got to put the lights in the bays.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you've got your new flooring coming as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Lights in the bays, flooring.
Flooring.
A couple of tidying up bits, a couple of shelving bits and stuff. But other than that, we're not far off, are we?
We've got to have a buzz shelter style wash bay outside.
A buzz shelter.
That's it.
And Nate will be hanging around there all the time then.
Like a bike shed.
Yeah. That's it, yeah. So we've got to have that done as well. So, you know. Yeah, like you say, we broke his back now, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it was... well, no, it was. It was. What am I saying? Yeah, of course it was. It was absolutely really, really tough, really difficult.
I think horrendous as a way. I think you're looking for.
I mean, I've been here most... I think I've been here 7 days a week. I don't know, for the past 7 weeks, maybe. So it was really,
you definitely
really
got
tough.
A few more grey hairs.
Definitely. It was really tough. But, you know, throughout the day, I mean... Got a carpet cab there.
Yeah.
You know,
we've all been doing what we need
to do. Nathan, Ryan and Adam and, you know, Ash, all been painting.
Don't ever ask Nathan to do any painting for you, though.
Oh, yeah. Nathan.
He ends up with more paint on himself than any wall.
Yeah. He looks like he's just been dumped in a bath of Dulux.
You know the decorator's radio?
Yeah, he definitely looks like a decorator's radio.
He does, doesn't he? Mm. but we've all been mucking in, yeah, haven't we? You know, we've all been mucking in. So, so we're nearly there. So what else have we got to talk about?
So what else have we got to talk about? Obviously, we've had a couple of products launched since we've been here. There's only been a few, actually, to be fair, because obviously we've been busy doing everything else. But there are some other products in the pipeline.
Some are loading as we speak.
Loading.
Especially if you go in the shop, some are loading. But yeah, we did the Unicorn range, which was
fabulous.
Special edition for National Unicorn Day.
What's in the Unicorn kit?
So I'm going to just check, because it's been a while since I've got to refresh my memory. So you've got a wheel cleaner. You've got
Witches. Come on, Kev.
You've sparkles.
Got, yeah, witches.
Witches.
Colour. Scent.
Purple. And it's Palmer Violet. we've got Sudsy Shampoo. That's one of my favourite products that are in the kit.
Yeah, and mine. So I love that product.
Yeah.
Really nice. Lovely mixed berry sort of scent shampoo with some nice glitter in there as well.
Glitter shampoo.
Automotive safe glitter.
Of course.
We've got Spruce, which is our bubblegum QD. So again, another really nice, easy to use product. Smells amazing. Mm-hmm. Fits in with the Unicorn range perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got Shadow, which was our tie dressing. So Shadow is a gel-based tie dressing, which is something that we haven't actually launched in the main range yet.
Gel-based.
Yep, so gel-based. it's still a satin loop dressing. And it smells amazing. So it's got a it's peach Bellini fragrance, which is a
peach Bellini
peach cocktail.
Nice,
vibrant yellow colour as well. Really easy to use and quickly becoming my favourite tie dressing, I think.
So cool. Is this based on classy then?
Yeah, based on classy.
Yeah,
but gel based.
Thicker. So it's thicker. So it's easy to apply. Because classy is great. However, it's water based, so it's quite thin.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to be careful not to over apply. It just can get runs. But this new version is really easy to work with.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
And obviously this Unicorn range, we spent a lot of time and effort on the labels and the packaging.
Packaging looks amazing. It's
individual
the best packaging.
Characters.
My favourite packaging since
that. I think it's the best thing that we've... And we love these special edition things, you know, products, shampoos, whatever. Mm-hmm. But this is just... It's just been the best.
As an overall package, yeah definitely.
Don't forget Snowflake, Kev.
Snowflake, snow foam as well, yeah.
Snowflake, what
is it? Is separated from the kit.
Yeah.
But again, it's still part of the Unicorn range, and that's fantastic. A lovely marshmallow fragrance.
It does smell amazing.
Smells amazing.
And it looks amazing when you're spraying it as well.
And you got something else in the box as well, haven't you?
You got Bubbles, which is the hanging air freshener in there as well. So another one of the characters that we wanted to include, but we hadn't got room for another product, so we added him as a hanging air freshener.
Cool. So all these characters then, they've all got bios.
They have all got bios, yes, which I wrote. So we're
I think that's really cool.
So if you've got any complaints, contact Kev.
Yeah, if you've got any complaints, contact
Kevin at autobrightdirect.co.uk.
Thank you. Thanks, Dale. Yeah, or if you identify with one of those characters.
Let's stop there. Let's move on. Anyway, Unicorn range, fantastic.
Yeah, really good.
So, any other products, Kev?
I've enjoyed that one. We had the Celebration Cake Shampoo, which was for the... hello, sounds like a train.
I know. Got a guest.
Sounds like we're in the underground.
Yeah. So, the Celebration Cake Shampoo was for the shop opening.
Yeah.
Again, that was a sort of last-minute product. We did have something else lined up, but unfortunately it didn't come
We had to do a bit
fruition.
Of a curveball right at the end, didn't we?
We did, but we did it.
We did it, yeah.
I mean, everyone, you know, it's gone down really well. Everyone liked it, and we've now put it online. So for those of you that were able to make it down, you can now purchase it online.
Mm,
and get yourself some Celebration Cake Shampoo.
Any smells of?
Cake.
Pure cake?
It smells amazing. Again,
we have done
really
a few
nice
cake
one.
Ones in the past, haven't we? And they always go down well.
People love cake, don't they? Cake smelling. Cake. Can't beat cake.
Eating
cake.
I had a whole carrot cake last Sunday to myself. I did feel sick as well, Kev. After the first two quarters, I was like, that's dead nice. I'm going to have some more.
Carrot cake.
And I felt sick.
You know what I've just had? Because I haven't had any breakfast today, so just my Morrison's. I've just got
Here
myself...
Here comes the excuse.
Yeah, I've just got myself a... you know the big chocolate bars, dairy milk, but it's the salty caramel.
And you just smashed it all out?
It's gone. It's like, it's gone. But once you pop, you can't stop, can you?
You know why, Kev? Because he's been the dentist this morning, so he's been good all week. So the dentist thinks he's looking after his teeth. Then he smashes out a bit full bar of chocolate.
Oh, what can I say? It was nice. So.
Yeah, but it was.
So yeah. So what was the any?
Can we talk about any products that are up and coming? Any sneak previews?
What else have we brought out, Kev, recently, apart from Unicorn?
What else have we brought out recently, apart from Unicorn and Cake Shampoo? Decon Shampoo.
Yeah, yeah.
So Decon Shampoo is a fairly recent one. Was that out before we moved?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was. Yeah,
yeah, it was just out before we moved.
But we have been asked quite a lot for larger sizes, so yes. 5 litres in Decon Shampoo, so that's coming soon as well.
Yep, yep.
I haven't tried that yet, Kev.
Deacon shampoo,
yeah,
brilliant.
I know,
definitely my favourite shampoo.
It says Purple Velvet's always been the favourite, everybody's favourite, because it's a good all rounder of Purple Velvet. But Deacon shampoo, I just think it's fabulous because it really, really does make a difference.
You want a, you know, a really good cleaning shampoo, and I think it's probably
so it's not an every wash shampoo. Then you wouldn't use it every wash. Then
you can do. I think especially for like retail customers who maybe aren't into detailing. You want something that is just going to clean.
So for like me, who probably washes the car every...
Yeah, so, you know, if you just want a straightforward, really good cleaning shampoo, then it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it can also be used, you know, for the more detail-orientated people who want to use it as part of a decon process or to declog their ceramic coatings and things like that.
Think of it like a face cleanser, Dale.
Okay, exfoliator.
Like an exfoliator. Mm.
Nice. I know how much you like your face cleansers.
Well, you don't get like this without a...
I knew that was coming.
Some sandpaper.
Yeah, so about standing next to a dartboard for 50 years.
So it just basically, it just kind of rips through the kind of dirt and grime out the paint, don't you?
Yeah, it gives you a deep clean.
Yeah,
deep clean.
So it won't harm your protection on there. It'll just sort of rejuvenate it.
What it would do is, I mean, we state this on the listing and stuff, what it will do, if you've got a protection product on there that's dying, it's on its last legs like a wax or a sealant, it probably will remove it. But it's designed to remove the dirt that's embedded in the, you know, in the protection you've got on there without ripping it off.
Yeah.
So it's not a really, really strong, like a strip wash type of product. But it's one of the few shampoos that I've used where you can actually tell that it's been washed with that shampoo versus something else.
I've heard a few customers say the same, saying, you know, they can tell.
Just from a clean with a shampoo,
it's amazing.
See the difference.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, I remember when you did, I don't know if it was you, Kev, we washed Jill's car when we were back at the old place.
Yeah, when we were still testing it.
Yeah, we were still testing it. And it just looked, when it finished, I mean, he only washed it, but it just looked as though it was machine polished, it was sealed.
Yeah.
It just, the gloss on it was incredible.
Just enhance it. Completely.
Yeah, and that's just from normal washing, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Definitely worth having in your arsenal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really 100%. Good product.
100%.
And then we've got a couple of products in the pipeline, which we can't say too much about, but again.
There's one I'm really waiting for that will be really special.
One. What?
I can't say it, can I?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That one.
That one.
That one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What we've been out of stock of a little bit.
Yeah. So... Yeah, that's
another thing, isn't it? Stock. We've got plenty of a lot of new stock coming in as well soon.
Mm.
So a couple of new accessory items and one of the main items, and then a couple of new products as well.
Yeah. So don't forget if we're actually out of stock of something, don't forget you can go down your local Halfords to purchase it.
Yeah. Or even Amazon. We just plough on Amazon.
Yeah.
If you can't get to Halfords.
We do.
Euro
car parts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it. It or your local resellers.
And if you're listening in Ireland, you can always contact Technical Brands, Mr. Lockington.
Mr. Lockington.
He'll look after you.
He will.
Same up in Scotland. We've got Kellyanne and Dave.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
I've got something we can talk about.
Oh, go on.
It's your fault as well.
My fault?
Yeah, your fault. Well, we've had someone back.
It is my fault. Probably because I felt sorry for him. No, it is my fault. Go on then. Talk about it.
So... For those that you don't know, and if you remember, we used to have a gentleman here called Nicholas Ford, who was the butt of all our jokes at Autobright.
Not much has changed.
Nick left us to pursue other things. And then Mark dragged him back. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I must have been drunk or... I don't know. No, I mean, you know, he's a nice lad, Nick, is, and he he's good at what he does. He knows what to do, and he knows his job, and etc. But I did have a plan for him because obviously he's been a valuator for how long was he with us?
I would say
2 years.
Yeah, I think in total, I think he's been doing it for about six years.
Yeah.
But he's with us for about 2 years.
Yeah, about two. so obviously he can...
He knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff. He can detail the car, etc. So I thought, I mean, I've been banging on for many, many years, and obviously Kev knows, well, you know as well, about, because my background was mobile balloting many, many years ago.
You've never said.
I've never said. Well, there you go, I've said that. So that was my background, so... For many years, I've wanted our own balloting business, mobile balloting business. And this year, we've actually done it. And I had a plan. Yep. The plan was to get young Nicholas on this van.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. And it's happening as we speak. So I'm really, really chuffed.
And it'll be up and running very soon.
Yeah. Nick's off ill this week, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's just taking some personal time. So we're all thinking about your neck if you're listening.
I'm not. Of course I am. So that was the plan, and we've done it. We've got a brand new spanking new van in the back, haven't we?
So for
it
the
looks
guys,
amazing as well.
It's all kitted out.
It looks great.
Big shout out.
I think
to
there is a video. Have they done a video of the guys?
Not yet.
They did a video for
like a sneak preview. I think
they're running offer, aren't they? Yeah. It's a competition.
Right,
running competition. So they've done a video for that.
How did they get in touch for do the competition then, Kev? Was it not out yet?
Telling me, I don't know.
It's on Facebook.
Mark Miner, there you go.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Yeah. You can actually win a
bronze package.
Bronze package. So if you go on to our Facebook page,
you just comment postcode.
Postcode. Your first.
Yeah, you've got to be within our catchment area.
Yeah.
Services we offer.
Yeah, I want to say a big shout out to Miles at MSD Commercials, who actually built the inside of our van, shelving and etc.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
It looks fabulous. It really does. It's all ready to go.
And Dave the builder, who's plumbed all the thing in for us, the
Dave
tank.
Dave and Dave.
And then Nick, who's probably going to break it after the first day out.
Probably.
Well, he's already started breaking stuff to redo it for changing stuff. So.
Yeah, so everything, it was all lovely and it was all
done. Yeah, now he's all changed it.
Now Nick comes in and...
Don't like that.
Like a Tasmanian devil.
Yeah. But yeah, so we've got this mobile valeting van, which will be kind of out very, very soon. So if any of you guys are local to us and if you want this mobile service to your home or place of work, we can come out to you and detail your car.
If you want more information, just get on the website and drop us an email. Mm. And we can forward that over to Nick's email.
Yeah. Yep.
unless you know Nick's email.
Yeah. No.
Nope.
I think it's mobile detailing at autobridedirect.co.uk, but don't quote me. But I think it's that.
Okay. Don't quote him.
Failing that, just use the info one on the website.
info autoride.
And we'll pass your details across. So but yeah, for the guys who came down at the open day, they would have seen the van.
Nick was there.
Nick was here with the van on the car park, to showing people around the van and giving out leaflets and stuff. So
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so what else have we got? What else have we got to talk about?
Well, we've got obviously BTCC.
Yeah.
First race of the season.
Yeah. So last week,
we can mute Dale for this one, can't we?
Yeah, you can.
Where do I turn him down? Anyway, so last weekend, it was the first race of the 2023 BTC season at Donington Park.
Yep.
And it was epic. The weather was a bit rubbish, if I'm honest. It was
completely rubbish.
It was. It was cold as well.
Slat it down.
It was really, really cold.
Yep.
But nevertheless, we had a good weekend. It started off a bit ropey at first, but it gradually got better. And I want to say a huge congratulations to Nicholas Hamilton, who finished sixth on race two.
Yeah.
Was that his PB?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was amazing.
It was fantastic.
It was amazing. You know, he obviously, I think it was his engineer that made the decision to go on wets because the track was, you know, it was the track was greasy.
Right.
But then all of a sudden,
it's a new surface as well, isn't it, at Donington?
Yeah. So obviously, Nick and his engineer had a conversation and he decided to go on wets.
He took the gamble and started from the pits, didn't he?
He did.
Right at the beginning of the race, he didn't even start.
Yeah.
Paid off.
It paid off massively. And I mean, we were standing in the grandstand and we saw all these, you know, all these front runners like your Ash Sutton and your J.K. and whatever started coming in the pits. What's going on here? But they were changing tyres because they were on slicks. And Nicholas Hamilton was just.
I think he's one of the first, wasn't he?
He was.
Nick, and I think it was Jade.
Yeah.
They both died for the pits straight off.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it didn't pan out for Jade because she had some mechanical issues, but it worked really well for Nick.
I think she had a boost pipe that come off, I think,
yeah,
with Jay's car. But
sounds a bit like your Mini.
Well, yeah, I suppose, yeah. It does, yeah. But, yeah, Nicholas Hamilton, he did great. And everybody just loved it. It was
even a lot of the other teams are really, you know, you can see a lot of the other teams are congratulating and really happy for him. Matter who you supported, you know.
Yeah, the comments that you see on social media, everybody's wishing him well and congratulations, which it was really good to see. So, obviously, Bobby.
Yep.
Bobby didn't start that great at race one, did he?
No.
He didn't start that great.
Again,
however,
new car, sort of lack of pre-season testing, maybe.
I think
so.
He was struggling with straight line speed, so he told us. But towards the last race, he got P6.
Didn't he?
Yeah, and he got...
Which was an
independent win.
Yep.
So he was on the podium, and we got covered in champagne.
Awesome.
So that was great.
I mean, on the whole, Team Hard did quite well.
In terms
of points haul and, you know, pretty consistent as well. So
yeah, I know
it wasn't a bad weekend at all.
It wasn't. Dan Lloyd really started off well on the first race. I think he started off at P12 and then he went down to P8 and then he got knocked off by another driver.
I did talk to him. He did tell me to go around telling everybody he was knocked off and who knocked him off. So.
Yeah. But so Dan started off great, but he didn't have good luck in the last two races. So
I enjoyed it. Good weekend.
It was a great weekend.
Obviously, you know, Team Hard's hospitality was spot on as usual.
As usual. So. I just think that this year, Team Hard look a really, really strong team. I mean, Tony's got six cars on that grid. Six. It's ridiculous.
Good effort, that is
nice. It's a good effort. You know, he's dedicated, the team's dedicated, and the team looks really, really strong. They look great. The cars look great. You know, the new Team Hard coats and everything just looks spot on. And I've got high hopes for them this year.
Yeah, I think they're now finally sort of getting to grips with the Cooper, aren't they?
I think they are, yeah. Mm. it's a very, very capable car, the Cooper is. And, you know.
The Napa focuses this season.
They look strong. That team looks very,
really
very
quick.
And very quick. Yeah. Compared to last year.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be an exciting season.
Honestly, so where's your next round then? Brands?
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Yeah, just less than 2 weeks now.
I'm not going there. It's too far.
Yeah, Brands is an epic track. It's an epic track. It really is.
Epic journey as well.
It takes a long time to get there. But it's, as you know, Jill loves VTCC. A few years ago, she wasn't interested.
She's really got into it, hasn't
but
she?
But she's really got into it now. She loves it. And I do as well. I love it. It's great. And I don't know about you guys, but our Autorite cars on that track, they stand out.
Yeah, they look amazing. They do.
They stand out. They look great. And very, very, very proud.
Yeah, the graphics look great this year.
They do. So, yeah. So, all excited for BTCC.
Yep.
So. Them graphics look great on a British Superbike, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah, they look extremely good, yeah.
Somebody was on about superbikes the other day. I can't remember.
Was it me?
No.
More than likely.
For a change, it wasn't you, no. It was somebody. I can't remember who it was now. Anyway.
Don't forget, obviously, we've also got the Porsche sponsor as well.
I was just going to say. Yeah. So my next thing is, obviously, we sponsor Josh Stanton, who's in the Porsche GT Cup, Carrera GT3
So
Cup.
He's moved up this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's in Pro-Am now.
Yeah.
So he did really well at the weekend as well. He will not miss his car. It's bright orange. I call it Dynarod Orange. obviously got the AD logos on. So if you like your Porsche racing like I do, then you need to watch that at the weekend as well.
I wonder why he likes his Porsche racing.
I wonder.
Also, we've got Reed Freight, haven't we?
Yep.
That's my next thing as well. So we've got a couple of racing trucks.
Yeah.
They've got Autobrite all over them. And them things are... Are they 1,000 horsepower?
It sounds about right, I think so.
1,000 horsepower, but they're limited to 100 mile an hour.
Yeah, so basically it's like instant torque.
And they are epic.
Yeah.
The boys at Reed Freight, they've obviously gone to, I forget the name of the trucks now, Selway or something. Selway. I'm not sure. They've got new Iveco's.
Okay.
They've got like new model Iveco trucks, and they've done them all up and. You've got the black Autobrite, Sunstrip, red trucks.
And again, that stands out in a crowd, doesn't it?
It's honestly, it's amazing. They look ace.
Stands out when it's barreling towards you in the barriers when they're barging each other off in the corners, which they do.
Did you see that crash the other week?
The one Brands. That someone commented and thought it was you.
Yeah.
Sat in front of it. Guy just sat there as this truck comes barreling towards you. I saw that. Didn't even move.
But the first bend at Brands Hatch, I think they come around there, they just lost it or whatever. And two of them went into the barrier.
Yeah. I saw it, yeah.
Me.
The guy just sat there in a big cloud of dust. And then it cleared and he's just like,
In his AD coat. Just happens every day.
You can feel yourself, you know, you can feel yourself backing off and walking away from the barrier where these trucks come towards you.
As you should do, really.
You know, but we've got the guys at Reed Truck Sport.
Yeah.
That they've got the racing trucks, so.
Yeah.
I'll be watching.
Because they are a proper outfit, aren't they? They are just a racing team. The haulage.
The haulage company.
Yeah.
So, we'll be watching them as well. We'll be visiting them and following them around.
Yeah.
Racing. Love it. Love it. So, what else have we got to talk about then? Is there anything else? So,
we've got the upcoming events.
We've got some.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the event, you guys?
No, because you've got the date over there.
No, it's 15th of July.
There you go.
15th of July. We're having I don't know if anyone can remember when we did the big summer meet. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple, haven't we? We've had a couple of big meets. While we're doing something, because Festival Park, or Fezzy Park as it's known around here, was renowned in the 90s for car cruises, as a big car scene.
And everyone,
everyone used to come down here.
Now that's our era, isn't it, basically?
And it is our era. Yeah,
it's the 90s, isn't it?
We sort of come cruising. Up with the idea of why not have like a 90s Fezzy Park reunion.
Sounds good to me.
And combine it with like a big summer meet.
Sounds good to me.
So Kev got on the case, didn't you, Kev?
Kev got on the case, apparently.
Kev's on the case.
Yeah, you're on the case, aren't you, Kev?
I'm always on the case.
Sorting some nice cars out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so so it's just going to be a big event like we did the big summer meet. Plenty of cars on display. And we're now sort of looking at other things that we can have on the day as well, aren't we?
Yeah. But there is going to be some special things at this meet as well, but we're not going to say anything just yet. So
special thing.
Special thing. So just look out for more details to come. So that's the 15th of July.
Yeah, there will be more info coming up on that.
Which is a Saturday this time, not a Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday.
We're doing something a bit different this year, Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, it'll be good.
Mm.
Pull my finger out and get it get finished organising.
I think we better. Yeah, we need to let people know. So obviously the ceramic bays, our detailing operation as such is opening very, very soon. I mean, we have been open until from when we got here basically, but officially our detailing ceramic bays will be open very soon now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea was to have the detailing bays open, up and running, and everything. For the Fezzy Park reunion / summer meet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So people can come in and have a look around as well.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's still on course.
Yeah.
We're just installing the ramps at the minute. And then obviously, like I say, the flooring. So yeah, hopefully. But yeah, we've been carrying on offering valeting and detailing services as usual. I think the only things we've not been doing, obviously, is ceramic coatings because of not having the area to do them in. But normal valeting, regular maintenance washes, full valets, interiors, things like that, we've been carrying on as normal.
Mm.
So, Nath, Ryan and Tyler have been busy as usual.
As usual, yeah. So, I'm really, really excited to get these bays open. We've put a lot of work and effort and money into them. So,
there might be an offer coming up in the detailing bay soon as well.
Oh, cheeky offer.
Yeah, keep them peeled.
Excellent.
You want to get your car cleaned after the crappy winter weather we've been having?
It has been a long winter, hasn't it? It's seen pants, hasn't it, this winter?
Yeah, it's dragged on.
It's not been bad, has it, in terms of weather. It's just been bleh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Damp, cold, crap.
Yeah,
we've not had a winter, have we, as such?
I think because we've had so many mild winters, haven't we, the last few years, this one. It's been cold and wet.
Yeah.
Speaking of cold, that's one thing we've not got an issue with here. We've got heating.
We have. We've got some lovely heating, haven't we? Even got heating on the warehouse as well. But
it's 50p in the meter.
I've taken the fuse out now. So.
You took the fuse out the day we moved in. What are you on about?
Yeah.
So all in all, then I think we can be happy and kind of proud that we've what we've done. From obviously
massive achievement.
Moving out of there was a massive, massive task. And I remember the first day we started in the shop, dismantling that shop. And I, a little bit inside me died. I'm thinking, I love the shop, you know, and now we're tearing it down. So I think we can, you know, give us a big pat on the back.
Yeah.
For what we've achieved and what we've done. Taking all that shop down, you know, bringing it in a year, putting it back up again, putting all the bays up. I think it's a massive achievement to what we've done. And in the space of 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So nine. So when we got the keys, it's 9 weeks. We've been here. And we... Okay. More drilling.
Yeah.
So 9 weeks we've been here and we've done everything that we've done in 9 weeks.
Yeah. We've done well.
And I think that's great.
It's mammoth what we've done.
And we haven't messed about. We really haven't messed about.
Well, not much.
Well.
He hasn't messed about.
Well, I haven't.
Yeah, right. Okay. We believe you.
So, yeah, I'm really, really, really chuffed. And I've got some really good news.
And you've got your own office now.
I have, yeah.
And I have.
And you have.
Yeah.
We know Dale's goes in office.
I've got a share with them bums.
Dale's across the other side of the building. Pretty much everybody's away.
Yeah, I'm like a recluse now. I don't know what's going on anymore. I come to a podcast to find out what's going on.
Would you say it's nice and peaceful?
I don't know.
Oh, no, you've still got Adam in there.
Still got Adam. Yeah. When you say in our office, I've got Reese that shouts my name every 5 minutes, Adam, and then I've got you, who's like, you know, an office away.
Yeah.
So that's not more peaceful for me.
Probably not, no.
It is for me. It's great.
It's for you, yeah. So I've got some really good news. And you know I've been...
Good news.
Good news. I've been banging on for many, many weeks now.
Getting extra bank holidays?
No. No, 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 no. Nothing to do with that. No. I've been banging on for the many, many weeks now about painting the exterior of our building.
Yes, you have.
As you know, our building, it's got metal cladding all the way around the building.
And it's blue.
And it's blue. Well,
it was blue.
It was blue.
Faded blue.
It's faded now because obviously with the sun and whatever. And it's took me many, many weeks.
Emails.
Many emails. I wouldn't say arguments, but many discussions and, you know, many emails with a few people to get it painted. To make it look better.
Or to get permission to get it painted.
To get permission to get it painted and to make it look better and you know, to make everything better. Anyway, I'm happy to say that that's been passed now. And
you've got the go-ahead.
I've got the go-ahead. And it should be painted next month.
The good news is...
Next week.
Next month.
Next month.
Yeah.
The good news is he's hired a cherry picker and Dale's going to paint it.
Dale's doing it.
And
better be a good reach cherry picker. We'll be missing the top.
One inch brush on a stick.
Didn't Nigel say on one of his comments? Get some stilts. Get Dale, David.
Yeah, thanks for that, Nigel.
So obviously we were waiting for that to be able to put the big sign up, weren't we, as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously customers couldn't find us because they were driving up and down the road and they couldn't see us. So we have got a sign up there, but we need our big sign, our big let-up sign.
It looks amazing, man. Especially at night as well.
Yeah,
us a lot more visible.
No point in putting it up and, you know,
until we've painted.
We could get Kev with one of them boards, what you see, walking up and down the street in America.
Oh, the pizza board.
Sandwich board.
Sandwich board, that's what they call, yeah.
Or the one where they walk around with the big thing and they flip it around, like the big arrow.
is that like the diehard thing?
Yes.
When he goes in Harlem.
Brilliant. Yeah, I ain't doing that. Especially considering he's wearing his... vest and pants.
Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe if you gave me the gun.
So that is.
Oh, you get one of them big inflatables that flail their arms around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You could do that for the 90s summer meet.
Yeah. Did we say we were going to have something like an inflatable, a blimp or something at all?
I remember you saying you about a blimp years ago.
Yeah, you wanted about a blimp ages ago.
Yeah, I'd like to get a blimp.
I think Jill vetoed that idea.
Someone used to have a blimp down here,
Tool Hire Place next to the 500.
It was Safe Style.
No,
it's where we used to be on Lowfield Drive.
Because that's where we had the idea from, wasn't it? It was a two-line place.
Yeah. So, watch the space. I'll try and get a blimp.
If we have a blimp...
You have a bad year blimp.
Someone will end up tying Ryan to it and then cut it and it just floats off.
That's why we're having a blimp. Yeah. So, I'm really, really thrilled that we're getting this. It's like the final piece of the jigsaw with the painting of the building.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing it really does my head in.
Fresh year. Like a paint.
And we painted it black, so it'll go, it'll look smart.
And then get the sign up and...
Bob's your uncle.
That's the outside done.
That's it. So, there you go. That's our story, I suppose, moving from the old place to the new place. So, if you want to catch up on episodes, we put something like a YouTube... series up.
10 episodes now, aren't there? Something like that.
We've got a couple more, but, you know, if you want to see... what we got up to, moving from one place to the other, check it out.
Yeah.
Because
if you get fed up of seeing Mark, just skip to episode 10, because me and Kev are doing it.
Oh, God. Is that the one I haven't watched yet?
Have you watched it yet? No,
I don't think I'll bother.
I wouldn't either.
No, I wouldn't.
So, that's it then. Thanks for listening to us waffle on. We will be back. With
yeah, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back. I haven't, I haven't done a podcast for ages, have we?
No. You did. You did one the other day.
Oh, yeah. Did one yesterday, actually. What about us?
No, we haven't done
one. We haven't done an autobiography. But, oh, yes, I will mention that. I did a podcast yesterday.
A podcast.
I did a podcast yesterday with a YouTuber called Mr. Benedict Fowler. He's a petrolhead. He loves his cars. And he's got this van, and he's turned it into a mobile podcast studio.
But didn't he offer you some sweets to get back in the back of his van?
Yeah,
that was a different van.
We did say if he screeched off quickly with you in the back, we weren't going to bother looking for
him. Yeah, Mark, I'd love to interview you, but do you like sweeties? Yeah. Anyway, so I had a chat with Benedict yesterday, and we did a podcast of the Autobright story, which it's really good, actually. I really enjoyed it. And that guy's van is spot on. He's got it all kitted out. He's got neon lights in there. He's got carpeted roof, floor, everything.
Drains.
Maybe we should think doing that podcast on tour.
Yeah. I think we should do something on tour. Get Kev on tour. Carpet Kev.
Yeah, so if anyone you want your lounge hall stairs or go.
Get naughty.
Kev's the man. Kev's the man. So plug to Benedict. That's coming out.
When's that coming out?
I think Monday next week.
And what do people search for?
Benedict Fowler. Well, to be honest, he's sending all.
I suppose we'll share his link.
So that's it's quite good that if you want to hear the Autobright story from me, then check it out.
Cool.
So there you go. So, but we are going to be back with more podcasts, aren't we?
Yes.
We have got some plans.
Yeah, some content.
We're looking into different format as well, aren't we, this year as well? Yeah. So yeah, slightly different.
We've sacked off talking pants, haven't we, Kev?
Yeah, we've run out of pants.
Yeah, give us some ideas what you want to hear.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Feedback's always good.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Now, can you remember the podcast email?
No.
I can't.
Do you know, as you can tell, we were well prepared for this one.
It's embarrassing, but do you know what? We've had a lot on our minds and our plates recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
I mean, we're back now with a podcast, but we haven't done a podcast for months, but. For obvious reasons.
Definitely a bit out of the loop, aren't we?
Yeah, but you know what? We've been busy. You know, it's as simple as that.
We're getting back on track now, aren't we?
Getting back on track, so we'll get into it again. And we'll get some more content.
Yeah, so it's same with any of my videos you might see as well. I've been out of doing them for a while, so first couple are a little bit rusty. So
yeah. Well, I heard you today, Kev, doing voiceovers for videos. There's some swear words then.
Don't even go there today. It's really not gone my way today, but yeah. I've finished it now. It's done.
Yeah. So we've been painting and carpet tiling for God knows how long. So,
but we're back.
But we're back now. So,
yeah, if you want me to do a video on carpet tiles, I can do that. No problem.
You're the one. Yeah.
Get my eyes shut.
So there you go then. So thanks for listening to us. Thanks, Dale. Thanks, Kev.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Until the next podcast.
Until we meet again.
Take care. Yeah. Keep safe and we'll catch you soon.
Yeah, take care, guys.
See you later.
Cheers.
Tune in next time to the Autobright Direct Podcast.
Because looks are everything. Down. Get down.